T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. Great to be with you on a really nice Wednesday morning here throughout the Delaware Valley. Much to get to today. Of course, sure, a lot of reaction will stream in on that 76ers loss last night. Boston Celtics, man. That freaking team. What? My God. They just seem to have the 76ers number. We'll get into that. Flyers with a real good win last night. A comeback win in two ways. Comeback, obviously, during the game, and also comeback from the tough loss to Pittsburgh just two nights ago, I guess it was. So a good win for the Flyers, who are now six point back of a playoff berth. And, of course, the Phillies with spring training. Harper Machado still unsigned, and, the whole shebang. We'll do it all today, 888-729-9494. Jared Cameron, John Rich. Again, you can hop in on any of this. React if you watched the Flyers last night, you watched the Sixers last night. You want to comment on the Phils, the Eagles, the whole deal. We'll touch it all, I'm sure, today. 888-729-9494. Richie Rich. What's up, pal?
Joe, kangaroos can't walk backwards. And neither can emus. You know, those giant birds?
I've heard of them.
Emus can't walk backwards either.
I've heard of them.
No one knows why.
Okay.
Emus can't walk backwards. For a kangaroo, it's like, yeah, it's got a gigantic heavy tail and weird-shaped hind legs.
Hmm.
Anatomically, it can't walk backwards. Emus, there's no reason. They just can't.
Can't do it.
So both animals are on Australia's coat of arms.
Oh.
Because
whatever that
it symbolizes the country's always moving forward.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right, let's get to it today. 888-729-9494. Sixers just can't beat the Celtics. I mean, what? All right, so let's get down to it here. Sixers make the big move. Moves, if you want to pluralize it, going back to Jimmy Butler a couple months ago. Excited, no doubt. Playoffs, no doubt. Second round of the playoffs, no doubt. Third, fourth of the round of the playoffs, we've speculated, we've thought, possibility, the whole deal. I've talked about, I think the Sixers are the best team now constructed in the East. Should get to the finals, tough road on the road, the whole deal, in the playoffs, all that. There's this club called the Boston Celtics, Sean. I'm not going to say for whatever reason, because I actually have my theories. For a variety of reasons. The Sixers just can't beat enough. I guess amongst other things, and I'd love to hear from everyone at 888-729-9494, is it cause for concern to see the Sixers lose to Boston again? I know this group, as Brett Brown said last night after the game, they got together, as he said, a minute ago. And he's right? It was a couple days ago. So it's new, finding their way. And I've talked about the fact that there's going to be some losses along the way. But, John, I don't think that's why. I watched that game very closely last night. I didn't think that was why. I didn't sense that they lost the game because they weren't accustomed to each other offensively or defensively. I think the Boston Celtics just have the Sixers' number. I think Al Horford plays Joel Embiid as well as anybody in this league.
Yes.
I think that Brad Stevens is better than Brett Brown. I think the Boston Celtics have a resiliency and a toughness that to this point the Sixers have not matched. So cause for concern, 888-729-9494. Hell yeah. I mean, listen, I want to be like everyone else and, hey, you know, the little game there, no big deal. Come June, come April, come May, come June, all is good. Maybe. But like the Boston Celtics, John, they just find ways to beat the Sixers. What do you make of it?
I am not worried like you are. I mean, we talked about it yesterday, Joe. It's the first time this group is going out there and playing a legitimate opponent.
Yeah.
This is a work in progress if I've ever seen one. The team the Sixers have taken the court has been seven different teams. I mean, starting groups, completely different guys who weren't even together in town, knowing each other. So, yeah, it made sense that last night things looked a little off kilter. That is to be expected. And when you're off kilter against a team that is so together, You know, everything for the Sixers is brand new. Nothing for the Celtics is brand new.
Yep.
We made, a lot of people have made a big deal of the fact that the Eastern Conference, you've had a lot of additions, a lot of change at the top with the Bucks and the Raptors and the Sixers. Yep. Well, the team that stayed the same is the Boston Celtics.
Who I thought was the best team the whole time. I really did.
Well, and they looked it last night. They're not making adjustments to new personnel. They're not, you know, figuring things out on the fly. Yeah. They're just going out there and doing what they do, which is play solid defense, play physical basketball.
Yeah, they are physical, man.
With an extremely well-coached group that shows a lot of discipline out there.
Yep.
Discipline, toughness, togetherness. They're a great team. Doesn't matter if they have Kyrie or not. And Gordon
not,
Hayward,
good, not good on the Sixers, though, that they got beat without Kyrie again. That's not good.
No, it's. No, it's not good at all.
But what the heck?
But Joe, this is that we've got time. That's the beauty of this. We've got time. After the Lakers game, where no defense was played, we're saying we're all world. Yeah. We are going to the NBA championship, and we're not going to win it this year. There were some people who said we will.
Well, I still think.
Think about that because of how it looked. Yeah. The optics of how it looked against the Lakers looks completely different.
No, that's true.
How it looks against the Celtics because defense was played hand over fist last night by that Boston team. We will get better on the offensive side of the ball. Joel will not go 2-for-8 from 3-point land the next time we play the Celtics. Ben will make some shots. Tobias Harris had a bad game last night, a bad shooting game. No one did what they were expected to do offensively, in part because of, you know, credit the Celtics, but we did not play our best
game.
Well,
listen, I agree with that.
I am not worried.
Okay.
Moving forward, I know that we have what it takes. We can put it together to be the team that beats the Celtics in a series.
All right, 888-729-9494, reaction on the game. Look, I would say of all the five main players for the Sixers, if I had to say a player that probably played nearest his typical capabilities, it's probably Jimmy Butler last night. He played pretty darn good. He did miss two big free throws. I'm not going to get hung up on that. I don't think that's going to occur moving forward. Ben Simmons missing free throws, though, as he missed one on an and-one. I don't know, 2 minutes left in the game, whatever it was, when he banked one in, had a chance to, take a one-point, whatever the hell it was. Maybe it was get it within one at that point about 2 minutes ago. He missed a free throw. He went 2-for-7 from the line last night. That's not that issue, all right? That issue ain't going anywhere because that issue is going to stay the same. Look, on the idea of there are a bunch of new
guys.
And
why is that? Why is it that we just accept that?
Well, it's what
that
it is.
That issue is going to stay the same.
I'm not happy about it. It's just it's not going to change by May. I mean, it's just not. It's just not. So, I mean, he's not.
Yeah, we thought it was going to change, like, prior to this season.
Well, I thought it might improve a little bit. It did improve a little
bit. Who he chose to coach him up on foul shots this last summer?
Should be me.
Remember last year, we're like, man, he's going to hit.
Greg Seltzer, should be me.
I just completely
I wouldn't be against it,
ignore
all
right? that. Comment.
What do you guys,
I will not dignify that.
If there's an area where I think Joe is definitely a better free throw shooter than Ben Simmons, we could say
definitely, it's not even
close.
Yes.
So.
I'm a better
free
throw shooter than most of these guys. But anyway, John,
go ahead. Probably be a better free throw coach than the guy he selected to coach him up this summer. Do you know who did it?
I don't.
His brother.
Oh, boy.
We had huge plans. I had huge plans that Ben would be wherever he was going to be, but shooting 10,000 free throws a day with a, you know, cutting edge, new age coach who's you know, teaching him the ways of the force at the line.
Or even just an old age coach.
It's his brother.
I mean, a free throw is a free throw. Herb McGee, okay, we all know Herb McGee. That's the guy that should be teaching him how to shoot a free throw.
He needs to take this seriously. Obviously, he did not, you know, and that's a whole other.
I don't know. I mean, he has improved a bit on it. I'd have to check the percentage.
He has improved a bit. He's 57%, right?
I mean,
last night he airballed a 7-foot little pop shot. Yeah. You know, like Ben is great in a lot of ways.
But John, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I believe he can get better. He needs to get the right help, though. Yeah, his brother is not the right help.
He went from last year 56% to this year 58%. So a little improvement, not enough. You know, the thing is, though, again, you lose a game like that by 3 points. And by the way, this was a I want to be really clear about this. This was a very significant loss last night, in my opinion, from a standings standpoint. I don't talk about that normally in February, but the Sixers last night went from the 4 spot in the East to the 5 spot. Boston passed them, and Boston claims the season series. So Boston now gets the tiebreaker. And my concern there is, you know, you want to see the Sixers, I think, get to the 3 seed by the time the playoffs start. To me, that's the optimal spot to be in 3 because, you know, that way you got to actually have a chance to have the Eastern Conference Finals starting at home if the 4 seed can beat the 1 seed, which I think is distinct. Like, I think Boston as a 4 seed would beat Milwaukee as the 1 seed. I really believe that. So I really want the Sixers above Boston. Last night was a two-game drop for the Sixers, one in the standings and one in the tiebreaker. That hurts. But, again, when you lose a game by 3 points and Ben Simmons goes, you know, 2 for 7 from the line, that ain't good. Look, to me, Horford.
I believe that is fixable, though. Well, I still there's believe time, but he needs to get the right help. And, Joe, that does sound bad, the way that you put it just right there.
That hurts, right?
Like, that gives me some cause to, like, a little cause for worry when I think about the grand scheme of things. But I still believe, man, we got time. We got time to fix some things here, and they will fix some things here. This is a brand new group.
It is, and there is. I agree with you, John. There is time, but Al Horford, barring injury, that dude ain't going anywhere. And let me tell you something. I've seen a lot of hoops through the years. There's probably not a player in the NBA today that I admire more than Al Horford. That guy is tough. He is smart, and you know what he's done. And this is the thing about athletes that I really admire, maybe more than anything else. When an athlete has maximized his potential, when Al Horford walks away from the NBA in 3 or 4 years, there's not going to be a drop of untapped potential that he left out there. That guy is tough. He doesn't have quite the same athleticism he used to, but he's smart. He knows positioning. He is just a wonderful basketball player. Joel Embiid's better, but Al Horford, man, he gives our big guy all sorts of fits. And because of that, the Celtics beat the Sixers. I mean, that's a big part of it. Look, we'll take your reaction, 888-729-9494. Seeing that game last night, cause for concern? Yes, as John's pointing out, no question. New group of Sixers, as Brett Brown said recently, it's like the 13 Brett Brown's coach this year. I get it. As John's pointing out, there is time, about 2 months till the playoffs. But my God, I mean, the Boston Celtics just seem to have the Sixers number. And yeah, I do think, I absolutely think, that's a cause for concern. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, Phillies spring training, pitchers and catchers. They're playing some ball down there today in Clearwater. We'll talk about that. Some Eagles stuff, we'll get into that. And Flyers with a very important win last night to try to keep the hopes alive for the postseason. 888-729-9494. Big show on tap. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, keep it there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.